Shalom uberacha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah, our 16th shir in Hilchos Nida, and we are continuing here in Hilchos Vestos. We are going to deal with the different types of Vestos, specifically a Veset She'eino Kavua. Bezrat Hashem, the shir should be b'schus the chayalim hakdoshim who are being shomer al atzeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be magen aleihem b'chol makom she'em, and Hashem should bring them back safely. Now, today, like we said, we're going to deal with the Veset She'eino Kavua. The definition of Veset She'eino Kavua is really the contrapositive of a Veset Kavua, meaning a Veset She'eino Kavua is a woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua. Meaning, let's start with the Veset Kavua. A Veset Kavua is a set Veset which has been established after three consecutive and identical occurrences. For example, if a woman sees her period every 26 days for 4 months straight, then she then she has a Veset Kavua that she sees every 26 days. This is a Veset Kavua. If a woman does not have such a cycle or anything else that falls under the category of a Veset Kavua, then she has a Veset She'eino Kavua. Now, there are three types of Vestos She'eino Kavuos, three types of Veset She'eino Kavua. We're going to deal with the name, how to calculate them. We're going to give an example, how many prior periods are required to calculate it, as well as how many Onos are required to be Poresh. Remember, we said about an Ona Ayin in the first year. Now, there's an Oina Beinonis. An Oina Beinonis, the way you calculate it is 30 days from the beginning of her last period, including the 30th day of her period. So, for example, if she saw on Dalet Teves, then the Ona Beinonis is Dalet Shvat. And in order for this, you only need one period. Okay, she just needs to have one period, and then you can count 30 days later. Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa, when a woman is at her own nabeinunis, if Dalet Shvat comes, she needs to be porish two onos, the ona itself and the ona afterwards. So if her period, if she normally got her period, you have to keep track of when, what time. So if it's 8 a.m., she has to wait from the morning, so from sunrise to sunset, and then also from sunset to the next morning, 24 hours practically. Now, you also have a Veset Haflaga. Now, this is the interval between the last two periods, and you apply it forward. So, for example, if she saw an Chet Kislev and Dalet Teves, then the interval is 27 days. So there's two periods. There's one on Chet Kislev and Dalet Teves. So there's 27 days in between. And then the Veset Haflaga, then you take 27 days from Dalet Teves and you push it forward. And you count 27 days forward. You're going to hit Aleph Shvat. So this Aleph Shvat would be her Veset Haflaga. Okay, now, Lamaisa, you only need one Ona to be Porish, one Ona, and the Or Zarua, the Ona itself, the Or Zarua holds. The Chumra, that the Ona, you need to be Porish for that Ona. So again, from 8, then it would be sunrise to sunset. And the Ona before, so according to the Or Zarua, it would even be from sunset the previous night until the sunset of the actual day. So the Or Zarua would hold from Erev Rosh Chodesh until the end of Rosh Chodesh Shvat in this case, whereas everyone else would just hold from sunrise to sunset on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the last Veset She'eino Kavua is Veset Yoim HaChodesh. Now, this is the easiest one. It's the same Hebrew day in the next Hebrew calendar month. So, for example, if she saw on Dalet Teves, the next Veset HaChodesh is Dalet Shvat. And for this, you only need one period in order to calculate it. And again, same as before, you only are required to be Poresh one Ona. Okay, so the Ona of when is going to happen. So again, if it's 8 a.m., then from sunrise to sunset. However, the Or Zarua's Machmir, to be borish for two onos, which is the ona itself and the one beforehand. Bezat Hashem, b'syata d'shmaya Hashem, should bring hatzlacha v'bracha to all the chayalim akdoshim, and bin miuchad, the shir should be b'schus, a hagana meruba for Avraham ben Orli, who is Nimsa in the oimek of the battle in Gaza. Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should be shomer alav.